12 May 2012, Jama Masjid Waland, Florida, Bad Maghrib, Hazrat Ibrahim.
نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واتقوا يوما ترجعون فيه إلى الله ثم توفى كل نفس ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون. صدق الله العظيم. আলহামদুলিল্লাহ আলহামদুলিল্লাহ আলহামদুলিল্লাহ। আই স্পোক সাম ওয়ার্ডস বিফোর দি মাগরিব সালাহ। আই হ্যাভ বিন রিকোয়েস্টেড টু ডিসকাস সাম মোর আইটেমস বিকজ আই হ্যাভ বিন ইনফর্মড দ্যাট সাম ফ্রেন্ডস have arrived only at this salat. The Quran is full of nasiha, full of reminders. I discussed a verse of the Quran in the pre-Maghrib discussions. The verse was وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَىٰ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Reminding will certainly benefit the believers. Now I have recited another verse from the Holy Quran. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Be afraid of the day on which you will be brought back to Allah. ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ. Then every soul will be given back, every person will be given back, male or female, will be given back his earning, ma kasabat, what it earned. What are these earnings? Obviously these are the amal saliha, righteous deeds. Islam very clearly gives out the details of righteous deeds. The scholars of Islam have classified these deeds in 5 categories. Ma kasabat, what it earned, what are our earnings, how can he earn? The simplest answer is contained in the Quran itself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ اللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Our Prophet Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is asked to declare before the whole world, قُلْ. You say, you proclaim, you declare, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. If you love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, then follow me. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Allah will himself love you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. He will forgive your faults, your sins. اللَّهُ غَفُورُ رَحِيمُ. Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. So the general description of أَعْمَالَ الصَّالِحَةِ is given here, following the Prophet. The scholars of Islam have further categorized this. فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Follow me. Follow me in what areas? They identify 5 areas. Area 1 is aqaid, fundamentals of faith and belief. This is the most important branch. Five areas for following the Prophet: aqaid, ibadat, muamalat, muasharat, akhlaq. Our Prophet Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam has to be followed in all five areas. Aqaid means the fundamentals of faith. We have made a simple discussion of this in our pre-Maghrib discussions. Aqaid refers to seven basic items. This is indicated in Surah Baqarah. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, those who believe in ghayb. The items of ghayb are described in the Quran and also in Ahadith. We discuss Surah Baqarah. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ is in Surah Baqarah, very beginning of the Surah. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who believe in the unseen, the word ghaib is translated as unseen, but actually it doesn't cover the whole items. Unseen, unheard, untouched, that which you cannot hear, that which you cannot see, that which you cannot touch, that which you cannot taste, that which you cannot smell, they are matters of Akhirah. And these we have said in the Maghrib discussions. Alhamdulillah, in Islam, the lesson is very simply given to even the small children. They come to the Furqaniya Maktab and they are taught by their teachers. Iman e Mufassal, Amantu Billahi, these are the seven. What are the ghaib items? Basic items are seven. There are many attached to this. Number one, faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amantu billah. Number two, wa malaikatihi, his angels. Faith in the angels. Believing in them. As the Prophet has suggested. Our Prophet has said, angels encircle people who seek for Allah, discuss Islamic matters, learn Islamic ideas. So this city of ours, we are surrounded by angels. Our Prophet has given the definition. Angels are created from Noor. They obey whatever they are commanded to do. وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. Now, we cannot verify the presence of angels by any scientific gadget. There was a seminar in Bangladesh University of Engineering and Technology during 1980s. A famous physicist came. The seminar was his own paper submission. He submitted a paper in which he wanted to explain that angels are natural forces. Say, na'udhu billah. I submitted before you that I am not an alim. I am a simple BSc engineering graduate from Buet. But I had the opportunity of being with the ulama, with the scholars of Islam. I feel proud to describe myself as a servant of the ulama, servant of the scholars of Islam, because I have been an engineer in practical field for 8 years. I worked in practical field for 8 years. Then I became a teacher at Buet in 69. I taught in Buet for 26 years. Then I went to IUT, another engineering university under OIC. There I worked for another 7 years till 2002. I retired in 2002. For the last 10 years I have been a part-time teacher. So all along I am a practical man of dunya. I am not an alim. But their company gave me much, alhamdulillah. When this gentleman submitted his paper in which he wanted to establish that angels are natural forces, And after his submission of papers, the audience was given a chance to discuss. Alhamdulillah, I took the chance. I submitted. Our Prophet has described the angels in very simple terms. They are created from Noor. They carry out the orders of Allah. That is the simplest possible definition. And we say alayhi salam whenever we mention the name of Jibreel, alayhi salam. Mikael, alayhi salam. Israfil, alayhi salam. We mention alayhi salam, like the prophets. You say they are natural forces. How can you explain this? According to the prophet, they are persons. You say they are forces. And I also recited a verse from the Holy Quran, alhamdulillah, which was before me because of my companionship with the ulama. It's a famous verse in Surah Mumin, 24th part of the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يَحْمِلُونَ الْعَرْشَ وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah says, very special duty is given to a bunch of angels who carry the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الَّذِينَ يَحْمِلُونَ الْعَرْشَ, who carry the throne, arsh. وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُ, and those who are around it. يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ, they glorify the name of their Lord with praise. وَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ, they have faith in Him. وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, they seek forgiveness for the believers. In this verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the angels seek forgiveness for the mu'min. And how they seek forgiveness is also given in the plural lines. رَبَّنَا وَسِعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً وَعِلْمًا فَاغْفِرْ لِلَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلَكَ وَقِهِمْ عَذَابَ الْجَهِيمِ. Wonderful prayer. رَبَّنَا, the angels say, our Lord, رَبَّنَا وَسِعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً وَعِلْمًا. The introduction is wonderful. You have encompassed everything with your rahmat and ilm. وَسِعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً وَعِلْمًا. You have encompassed everything. With what? With your knowledge and your mercy. وَسِعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً وَعِلْمًا. فَغْفِرْ لِلَّذِينَ تَابُوا. Forgive those who make tawbah. We Muslims make tawbah very often. أَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ, أَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ, أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ رَبِّي مِنْ كُلِّ ذَنْبٍ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ. So the angels seek forgiveness for those who make tawbah. ربنا وسعت كل شيء رحمة وعلما فاغفر للذين تابوا واتبعوا سبيلك, follow your path, وقهم عذاب الجحيم, save them from the punishment of fire. How do you explain your natural forces dogma? You have submitted in the seminar a paper on this angels. Explain, how can you explain it? Quran says the angels pray for the believers only, whereas in science we say natural forces behave the same way whether he is a Muslim or Kafir. Alhamdulillah, he could not say a word. He became silent. In such silence the seminar ended. There was no question, no answer. My submission made the whole seminar off. So this way the fundamentals of faith are spoken about in different fashions. But for the scholars of Islam, we would have deviated from this. Number one, belief in Allah. Belief in Allah with full tawheed knowledge, the way Quran Majeed describes Him, His qualities. Allahu la ilaha illahu al-hayyul qayyum la ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm. Entire verse describes the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. Sleep or slumber does not afflict him. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. He has no tiredness. This Ayatul Kursi is further explained by another verse in Surah Qaf. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ وَمَا مَسَّنَا مِنْ لُغُوبٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I created the heavens and this earth in 6 days, fi sittat ayyam. Wama masana min lughub. Tiredness did not touch us. Does Allah become tired? In Ayatul Kursi we say, لَا تَأْخُذُهُ سِنَةٌ وَلَا نَوْمٌ. And in Surah Kaf he says, وَمَا مَسَّنَا مِنْ لُغُوبٍ. Whereas the Bible says, God created this on the first day, did this on the second day, did this on the seventh day, on the sixth day. On the seventh day he took rest. If we believe in Allah who takes rest, will our belief be okay? Or will it be defective? In Ayatul Kursi we say, لَا تَأْخُذُهُ سِنَةٌ وَلَا نَوْمٌ. Sleep cannot touch him. Tiredness cannot touch him. Not even slumber can come to him. In Kaf it is said, لَا تَأْخُذُهُ سِنَةٌ وَلَا نَوْمٌ. In Kaf it is said, وَمَا مَسَّنَا مِنْ لُغُوبٍ. No tiredness touches me. How should he believe upon Allah? As the Quran describes, as our Prophet describes. So these beliefs must be in accordance with the Sharia. Sharia means what the Prophet said, what the Quran said. So belief in Allah, number one. Belief in angels, number two. Belief in the holy books, number three. Amantu billah wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusuli. Belief in the Prophets. It may appear, how can you say belief in Prophets is a ghaib? Muhammad Rasulullah is a historical figure. Because the items of ghaib are here in Imam Mufassal. Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wa liyawmil akhiri wa al-qadri khayri wa sharri min Allah ta'ala al-ba'si ba'd al-mawt. Seven major items. Belief in Allah, belief in the angels, belief in the divine books, belief in His prophets. Now this item, belief in His prophets. Where does Muhammad Rasulullah stand? In Tashahud he says every day, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan. What do you say? Abduhu wa Rasuluhu. May Allah forgive us, may Allah save us. There are groups, particularly in Bangladesh, who virtually equate Muhammad with Allah, na'udhu billah. They say, Muhammad is not God, but is not separate from Him. It's a twisted word. Muhammad is not Allah, but He is not separate from it, na'udhu billah. Misguiding people. Our saying is simple. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu, abduhu. His being abd is very important. If somebody says he is a partner of Allah, he is doing shirk. Number one. Number two, how can this be ghaib? Muhammad Rasulullah is a historic figure. He was the best of men. How can this be an item of ghaib? Allah is ghaib, okay. Angels ghaib, okay. Divine books ghaib, okay. How can Muhammad be ghaib? The point is, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a prophet of Allah. But how do you establish it? What is the proof? This is a matter of ghaib. If knowledge would be the basis, the first to believe would have been Abu Lahab. Abu Lahab was the Prophet's uncle. When the Prophet was born, he was a baby. A slave girl of Abu Lahab, Suhaibia, radiallahu anha. She brought him, the baby. Our Prophet was a baby. He was brought to Abu Lahab, his uncle, by Abu Lahab's maid servant. What is the name? Suhaibia, radiallahu anha. Suhaibia presented the baby. This is your dead brother Abdullah's son. Abu Lahab took him, our prophet, baby Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was happy to see the baby. And then he said, how shall I reward you, Suhaibia? You have brought my dead brother's baby to me. How shall I reward you? Okay, I set you free. See what a great deed he did. Just because he saw the baby's face, he set free the maid servant. Suhaibia was a slave girl. She was emancipated. So Abu Lahab saw our prophet the day he was born. He was far senior in age. Our prophet Muhammad grew up before his eyes. 6 years, his mother died. 8 years, Abu Talib dies. Abu Lahab is very near, watching him, very near. Abdul Muttalib dies, and then he is with Abu Talib. He grows up, he grows into manhood. At the age of 25, he marries Khadija radiallahu anha. Abu Lahab was in the marriage ceremony. He has been watching this man from the very birth. And then, after the marriage of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his firstborn baby was Zainab radiallahu anha, a daughter. When she grew up, she was married to Abu Lahab, her cousin. Abu Lahab was the son of Khadija's sister. So Abu Lahab married Khadija. Second daughter, Ruqayya radiallahu anha, was married to one of the sons of Abu Lahab. His name was Utba. Abu Lahab, his son Utba, married the daughter of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Next, third daughter, Umm Kulsum. She was married to another son of Abu Lahab. His name was Utaybah. So Abu Lahab became a brother-in-law of our Prophet by marrying his son in the family. Two sons married two daughters. Abu Lahab's two sons, Utba and Utaybah, married two daughters of our dear Prophet Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi. What are the names? Ruqayya and Makulsum. These happened before he became a prophet. After he became a prophet, the things started becoming different. The dear friend, brother-in-law and two links, became the deadliest of enemy. Our Prophet once embarked upon the hill Safa and called the people of Makkah. And he warned them, if I tell you that an enemy force is coming from this direction, would you believe me? He said, certainly we will believe you. Then he said, then I say, I am the Prophet of Allah. Say, La ilaha illallah. You will be saved. So our Prophet was on the top of Safa Hill. His ankles were at the bottom. He was addressing the crowd. The man who cried out from the crowd was Abu Lahab. Tabbalak! You'll be destroyed. Ali has a da'watana. For this he has invited us. He said, Tabban lak. Tabban lak means ill luck for you, destruction for you. You be destroyed. So he said, Tabban lak. Abu Lahab said to our Prophet, Allah gave Tabbat yada Abi Lahabu atab. Abu Lahab is destroyed and his two hands are destroyed. He gave this to our Prophet. Allah gave it upon himself. The dearest uncle became a foe only because he didn't believe in Muhammad. If knowledge would be the basis of faith, Abu Lahab would have been the first person to believe. That is why prophethood is a matter of ghaib. Our Prophet was very much honored. He was called Alameen. But there is in the Quran verses which describe how the people talked about him. أَإِنَّا لَتَارِكُ آلِهَتِنَا لِشَاعِرٍ مَجْنُونَ The people of Makkah said, shall we forsake our gods? لِشَاعِرٍ for this poet. Our Prophet is termed as a poet. Majnoon, mad. For this mad person, Prophet, they are calling our Prophet a mad fellow. Majnoon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives consolation to our Prophet. Noon wal qalami wa ma yasturun ma anta bi ni'mati rabbika bi majnoon. Allah is consoling the Prophet. You are not a madman by the most grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ma anta bi ni'mati rabbika bi majnoon wa inna laka la ajran ghayra mamnoon. For you is infinite reward, limitless reward I have kept for you. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ I have created you in the best possible form. You have the most important character, the best possible character any human can possess. فَسَتُبْصِرُ وَيُبْصِرُونَ You will see, they will also see. بِأَيِّكُمُ الْمَفْتُونَ Who is mad? 1400 years have passed. The verse of the Quran remains. You judge. Was Muhammad mad? Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him surah Alam Nashrah Laka Sadrak in Makkah Sharif in these early days. Warafana Laka Zikrak. I have allotted your mention. The scholars of Islam say In azan every day, in hundreds and thousands and lakhs of minarets throughout the world, the muezzin says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Next, Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. His name is so mentioned. Anyone who says Muhammad says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa rafa'na laka zikra. How the mention in surah Inshirah has been transformed in practical action. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him so much of honor.
Give more 5 minutes lecture and then we'll answer the question.
He's my manager. I have come to America because of him. He is Muhammad Adam Ali. He is three names in one name. His name is Muhammad Adam Ali. Muhammad Adam Ali. He was a commander in Bangladesh Navy. Naval positions are not understood. He is equivalent to lieutenant colonel in the army. So he is the team manager. He says he can continue for 5 minutes more. Then he must give the floor to the audience. They will ask you some questions. I am not an alim. I say again, I am a servant of the ulama. I proudly say that. So I keep an escape route. You ask me a question, I say I don't know because I am not an alim. So I will not answer the questions. I will express my feelings. When you ask a question, I will express my feelings. My knowledge about Islam is not direct, it is entirely indirect. My remaining in companion with the ulama, the scholars of Islam, the righteous ones, is the basis of my religious feelings. So I was submitting, how can he follow the Prophet? There are 5 areas. The first area is aqaid, fundamentals of faith. Belief upon Allah should be as described in the Quran and Hadith. Belief upon malaika, angels, should be exactly like that. Belief upon the prophets, belief upon the books, belief upon the last day, belief upon taqdeer, belief upon life after death. 7 items, major. Next area is ibadat. 5 areas are aqaid, ibadat, muamalat. Muamalat means transactions. Caring about halal and haram, that is a very important branch. That is branch number 3. Branch number 4, muasharat, social dealings. How we should behave with people. Usually we take the second item as the item of measurement. How much good a Muslim is always decided according to 2. But the ulama said there are 5. What are the 5? Number 1, aqaid, fundamentals of faith. Number 2, ibadat. Ibadat is only number 2. We forget about 3, muamalat, transactions. We don't care about halal and haram. We forget about number 4, muasharat, social dealings. This is not given any importance at all. A man says 5 times of salah in the first rakah, in the first row. He says tahajjud. But his words are so ugly, it hurts people. Does Islam teach us that you should talk bitterly to people, harshly to people? The Quran says, "Qulu lin-nasi husna." Talk to people in the best possible wording. Quran says, "Behave with your wife correctly." Wa'ashiru hunna bil ma'roof. Famous verse of the Quran, Surah Nisa. Treat your wives kindly. Wa'ashiru hunna bil ma'roof. Allah could have stopped there, but He didn't stop there. The remaining part of the verse is wonderful. وَآشِرُوا هُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Treat them. آشِرُوا هُنَّ. هُنَّ means your wives. Treat them in the best possible manner. Then, فَإِنْ كَرِيْتُمُ هُنَّ. If you dislike certain of their activities, their words, their natures, فَإِنْ كَرِيْتُمُ هُنَّ. If you dislike certain things amongst your husbands, amongst your wives, فَأَسَانْ تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. Remember, you may dislike certain things, but Allah has kept much, much good in these. See, Allah has, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks in favor of the wife. He is talking in favor of the wife. فَإِنْ كَرِيْتُمُهُنَّ. Allah says in the same verse, if you dislike them, your wife, maybe she has uttered a word which has hurt you, Maybe she has done something which displeases you. This is in Arabic, فَإِنْ كَرِيْتُمُهُنَّ. If you dislike them, فَآسَ أَنْ تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ فِي خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. Remember, there are certain things which you dislike, but if you tolerate, if you have patience, if you treat them kindly, Allah will give you much good. We usually consider a person who says prayers in the first row, says tahajjud, has heard, puts on Islamic dress as the best of persons. Islam says, no, you have to test it with the four branches. What about your faith, how deep it is, how correct it is? What about your ibadah? This is the item which makes us make mistakes. Ibadah is very well known. Mathi muamalat, transactions, particularly keeping care of halal and haram. Number 6, social behavior. The Quran says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اجْتَنِبُوا كَثِيرًا مِنَ الظَّنِّ. Oh believers, avoid much suspicion. It's a matter of social dealing. You say, oh, this fellow, he looks so nice. I know, he's not a good man. Without any knowledge, we make a guess. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اجْتَنِبُوا, be careful, don't make guesses. إِنَّ بَعْضَ ظَنِّ إِسْمٌ. Many guesses are sins. Number 1. وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. Don't backbite each other. That man, he has this disqualification. And in the usual way we say, I say the truth, he has this disqualification, that is why I say. I can say it in his face. Give up. But the Quran says, no. And the hadith, the companion said, Ya Rasulallah, if somebody has a defect and he speak about it, Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that is ghibat. وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. If he has a defect, speak about that in his absence, that is ghibat. Allah is mentioning that. وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. Then the Quran says, أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُ. This backbiting, talking evil of others. Quran says, أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ. Does anyone amongst you love this? أَنْ يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا. He will eat the flesh of his brother who is dead. Ghibat is being compared to eating the flesh of your brother who is dead. Imagine what importance Quran gives in social dealings. There are many such. Quran says, أُرِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. I have made this paradise for muttaqin. In Surah Baqarah, muttaqins are defined. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Okay. But in Surah Al Imran, the description is different. This paradise I have made for muttaqin. Who are the muttaqin? الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. Those people who spend for Allah, for His satisfaction, in want and in riches, in affluence and in poverty. Number 1. Number 2. That is important. والكاظمين الغيظ, who control their anger. Those who control their anger is termed to be among the muttaqin. Who are the muttaqin? The muttaqun, Allah defines it. الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ. Number 1, those who spend their wealth for the satisfaction of Allah, whether he is in affluence or in poverty. Number 2, والكاظمين الغيظ, who control their anger. Number 3, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, who forgives people. We become very righteous, dari correct, tupi correct, namaz correct, but then you become so much angry, I will never forgive you. Allah says, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, he forgives people. How the dealings with people are given importance. That is muashara, branch number 4. I repeat, how many branches are there in our activities in which we can follow the Prophet? Number 1, aqaid, fundamentals of belief. Number 2, ibadat, this is very well understood. Number 3, muamalat, transactions. Number 4, muasharat, social behavior. How will you behave with your people around you? The Prophet stressed extreme importance of behaving well with the neighbors. He went to certain extent, the companions used to say, we became afraid, will there be a revelation in which the property should be given to all the neighbors again? Whether he is a believer or disbeliever, whether he believes in Allah or not, his only quality is that he is your neighbor. He has to be dealt correctly. So much importance in transport, but it is never considered a part of Islam. Very little do we care for how we behave with people around us. And number five, akhlaq. Akhlaq means internal condition. What is there inside you? Can you give me an example? Internal behavior? Akhlaq. What is there inside you? Your wife doesn't know, your mother doesn't know what is there inside you. A very simple example is niyya, intention. We will say our prayers, isha prayers after a while. During the starting of the salat you say, Allah, I am going to say zuhr prayers, four rakah. You are going to say isha prayers, but you utter zuhr prayers. And then when you go to ruku, you remember, oh ho, I said zuhr prayers. Actually I am saying isha prayers. Which one will the Farishtas accept? Tell me. The scholars of Islam say, what you utter is not important. What was in your mind is important. What was in your mind? Isha or Zohar? Isha is accepted. That is intention. That is the matter inside the heart. Hasadam min indi anfusihim. There is a verse in the Quran. The Jews very well know that Muhammad is a prophet. But because of hasad, malice, they don't accept him as a prophet. Hasadam mina. Hasad is disqualification of the heart. I don't like a person. And I envy him. Oh, he has such a good car. It's not good. He should not have possessed such a thing. He is a useless fellow. This malice towards others is an internal disease. Kibr. Haughtiness. I am the best of persons. Do you know I perform salah every day in the first row? I say tahajjud. I perform hajj. So many poor people have helped my name. I am the best of persons. This feeling, I am the best and others are lowest, both are haram. These are called internal conditions. There are 10 internal defects and 10 internal qualities. I have mentioned only one, niyat. Very important item is Reza bil Qaza. Very important qualification, internal. It is called Reza bil Qaza. Being pleased with the decree of Allah. A person is highly religious. Dari, Tupi, everything is okay. Suddenly his eldest son dies. He married 2 years ago. There is a baby. Now in his own heart, he doesn't say anything to anybody. In his heart he has a feeling, oh, Allah has not done the correct thing. I'm such a religious person, I spend so much money after the world. He has taken my dear son, this baby, my daughter-in-law has become a widow. In his heart, he has a feeling, Allah has not done the correct thing. He is called, this person has not attained Reza bil Qaza. Reza bil Qaza means being satisfied with the decree of Allah. He may be saying a lot of prayers, he may be giving a lot of alms. He is a very good person, very good, very good. But you don't know what is inside him. So this is called kibar, haughtiness. This is a kabira guna, haram. So that is verse number 5. So what are the 5 areas? Number 1, aqaid, fundamentals of faith items. Number 2, ibadat. We will not talk about this because it is very well understood. Number 3, muamalat, transactions. These must be halal. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ahallallahu al-bayya wa harrama riba. Allah has made transactions, business transactions halal, but riba, interest, is haram. There are many items. Regarding food items, there are many. That is branch 3. Branch 4, social dealings. Branch 5, tell me young man, internal character, internal condition. What is inside your mind? May Allah give us tawfiq in following the Prophet in all 5 branches. As my manager decreed, I leave the floor open for questions.
You can ask any questions regarding religion or performing the Islamic rituals. You can ask the questions.
You mentioned some of the things that are easily doable. Some of the things are not as easily doable. In the context of your quality, being angry, not treating the wife the way the Prophet of Allah said, which is seen in the Islamic world very muchly, and dealing with the children, and so you know the social conditions because we all get the same. The question is, how do we, you know, like how nicely we pray and how nicely we keep a nice beard and nice topi and nice pajama and your beard nicely. How do we make the nice, treat our wife nice? How do we just do the social relation nice? What are the, give us some examples of conditions that help us to be nice. In a sort of, everybody that prays, they dislike each other, but they pray because of the sake of Allah. And how does that, you know, see, you've been there and
done. The teaching lies in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the very beginning of Surah Baqarah, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ, when it is said to them, believe as the people have believed. Here the word believe actually means believe and do actions. And the main means the companions of the Prophet. How did the Sahaba do it? If you study the life of the Prophets, along with the life of the companions of the Prophet, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, Usman Ghani radiallahu anhu, Ali Murtaza radiallahu anhu, the path will be open before us. What I should do? The context is different. The situation is different. But inshallah, if you study their life deeply, the path will open. The path will open. In Surah Fatiha we say, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Show us the straight path. What is the next verse? Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim. Path of those upon whom you have bestowed your blessings. Who are the people upon whom Allah has bestowed His blessings? The Quran categorizes them very simply. Nabiyyin, Siddiqeen, Shuhada, Salihin. First the Prophet, second the companions of the Prophet, who is deeply versed in religious matters. Shaheed, fourth branch, Salihin. They exist even today. And in another verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. Be with the truthful ones. Here the meaning of the truthful ones, this word means those who have attained correct knowledge of Islam, number one, and follow the Prophet fully, at least they attempt to follow the Prophet fully. We should be in touch with such people. If we remain alone, we cannot find way. If we remain with such people, and then the Quran says, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. In matters where you don't know, ask those who possess zikr. The word is أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ. Possessors of zikr, possessors of remembrance. The explanation is, people deeply versed in Islamic ilm and in their amal, they follow the Prophet most correctly. Be with such people, talk with such people. The question that you asked me, ask this question over the telephone with a man of sound knowledge and who does amals correctly, muttaqin. Sir, how shall I do it? How shall I do it? He will give you the advice. We don't do it. We take it all upon ourselves. We want to move alone. Allah says, don't remain alone. Be with the truthful ones. Be with the truthful ones means ask them. As-salu, question them. Approach them. Put your problems before him. Take his suggestions. Take whose suggestion? A man who is well versed in ilm and also an amal. So the references I have given you, one is, قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ. Believe as the people have believed. Means the companions of the Prophet. You should look at their lives. Number two, كُونُوا مَا صَادِقِينَ. Be with the truthful ones. What is the meaning of be? Making contact with them. Constantly keeping companion with them. How should I move? What should I do? My wife is behaving like this. What should I do now? My children are in America. It's a different society. They don't obey me. What should I do now? These things you should constantly put. That is the meaning of be with the truthful ones. That's it. May Allah give us tawfiq. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I don't understand him.
Now, do you know about
their
disabled children
of the disabled health without
you getting
anywhere in the
Muhammad,
I'm sorry, I beg your pardon. Please repeat.
Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was the third human with the name Muhammad. One was already dead before when he was born, and the other one, the second one, he was named Muhammad also. He might have still been alive when Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was born.
I don't know all these. He says there are three Muhammad. One Muhammad was before the Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One Muhammad was after Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I don't know if any of you know about this. We don't know it. I'm sorry. I place before you my lack of knowledge. I put before you my lack of knowledge. Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was a single person. Have you heard about another Muhammad who was before him?
No.
I have not heard. I don't really understand. I may be misunderstanding you. Giving the name doesn't matter. Apparently there was none called Muhammad in Makkah Sharif. My main submission is I have no knowledge. I submit my lack of knowledge. There is a verse in the Holy Quran, very simple verse.
So the reference of these, that word is good.
There is a very simple verse in the Holy Quran. Surah Kaf, the Friday Surah. Alhamdulillahi alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitab walam yaj'al lahu iwaja. The introduction of the surah is wonderful. Alhamdulillahi alladhi, all praise belongs to that being. Anzala has sent ala abdihi al-kitab, upon his servant his book. Who is the servant? Muhammadur Rasulullah. Next, وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ عِوَجًا. There is no crookedness. If you approach the Christians and say, how can Allah be Allah and then enter into the womb of Maryam? They will say, you are being dubious. You don't understand. Don't make things difficult. Are you making things difficult or they are making things difficult? That is why the Quran says, وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ عِوَجًا. There is no crookedness. Simple, straight. قَيِّمًا لِيُنْذِرَ بَأْسًا شَدِيدًا. Straight, simple talks. Let's see.
Okay, the next question.
Any other question?
You can ask you the questions about this.
Saifullah.
Those we are living in this country, we always have an excuse that we live in a Western country. So we cannot practice the way it's supposed to be practiced. But you are the practical example. In 17 years, 34 years, you've been teaching more than 40 years in engineering. Hey, how did you balance dunya and akhirah? Tell us.
I told the example very simply. I said, there is a verse in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Be with the truthful ones. What is the meaning of truthful ones? Truthful one means those who are near to Allah. Means those who have correct ilm and correct amal. That means the friends of Allah, Allah wala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me this touch. I got many ulama to whom I submitted myself. I moved according to them. I think Allah has given me great benefit by giving this opportunity of being with ulama. Therefore I call myself a servant of the scholars of Islam. Ulama ke khadim hu. Main to isse barkar kehta hu. Main unke joota lene wala hu. I am the shoe carrier of the ulama. Allah has given me so much. Because I remained with the ulama, Allah has given me this. That is the apparent thing. Actually it is His blessing. He gives whomever He wills. I have no credit. It's a blessing of Allah. Apparently, the sohbat of the ulama has done this. Alhamdulillah. He refers to my actual position. I did BSc Engineering Electrical degree in 1961. 62, 63 I worked in a power station as an assistant engineer. 63 to 69 I worked for an English company, English Electric Company, England. I did training in England for 7 months, 65-66. Then I went back, worked with the company for another 3 years. Then I joined the BUET, 69 to 95. He refers to that. He has been all along in worldly activities. How could your sons be such? He is referring to my sons. I have 5 sons, 2 daughters. All 7 of them are Hafiz and Hafiza. How did this happen? I remained with the ulama. A famed person of Bangladesh, a great alim, he came to my house. He was referring to the curtain. What is the use of keeping such costly curtains in the house? It was not very costly. Then he said, my children were playing. He said, keep your children with a good Hafiz. They will become Hafiz just in a playful mood. Khelte khelte Hafiz ban jayenge. That was the saying. Again, bhalo Hafiz er shonge bachcha gulo rekhe den. Khelte khelte Hafiz hoye jabo. Keep your children with a good Hafiz. They will become Hafiz. Dunya, English, they will learn automatically. That is in the surrounding. The whole atmosphere is filled with English. They will learn it. So this gentleman mentioned this word. Your daughters and sons will become Hafiz. Just as they play, keep them with a good Hafiz. His name is Maulana Abdullah. Maulana Abdullah Rahmatullah Alayhi. I remained with him for a long 8 years before I went to Hafiz Jihuzur. It is his saying. He is the man whom I approached when my son became 5 years old. My son's name is Rizwan. I told him, Huzur, give me a Huzur. Give me a Huzur. I wanted to teach my son Alif Batasa. The first thing this great man said, no, I will not give a Huzur. Making a Huzur come to your house and teaching your son or daughter Alif Batasa, Quran in the home, is not the correct method. You must send him to the proper environment. And then he said, Apnara English Shikitara, you, the English educated people, you take so much care when you give your child for English education. Why do you look for the best school? Why do you look for the best college, best university? Why don't you say, give me a teacher at my house, give me a teacher at my house? When it comes to Quran, you say, give me a teacher, give me a teacher. Taking a teacher home never makes the child recite Quran correctly. This is the saying of this great alim. Teaching your sons and daughters in the house by taking a huzur in the house never enables the particular student to read Quran correctly. Give such children the duty of leading the prayers. How many will be able to lead the prayers? This alim, this person, he said, so I said, how shall I teach my boy? He said, make a madrasa. How can I make a madrasa? I am an assistant professor in electrical engineering. He said, come with me. He approached the imam. You start a madrasa here. So he started a madrasa. Engineering university madrasa. In a dilapidated mosque. Alhamdulillah, because of his companionship, this madrasa became such an institution. Many students were the sons and daughters of PhDs. They were born in England, they were born in Japan. Many became Hafiz, many became Alim, many became Mufti. Just that small madrasa of this Alim. So I was saying, it is the Prophet saying, I will not be in this world. There will be no Prophet after me. Who will do the work of the Prophets? Clear, he said, ulama are successors of the Prophets. The scholars of Islam are the successors of the Prophets. Be with them. Our fortune lies there. Be with them doesn't mean just to be with him for a while and giving him 10 taka. No. Mix with him. Talk to him. Put your problems before him. Mix with him fully. The attitude usually is, oh, these movies, they are of no use. I must give my son best possible education. This attitude has made us lose many things. The Prophet says, I will not be there. Who will guide you? They are the righteous alims. We generally don't give them due recognition. We generally don't give the respect. May Allah give us tawfiq.
I have a question. We have some minors and children. Is there any way that they can learn some very hadith or some sunnah that Rasulullah always used to do so they can practice and...
That is what the teachers of our primary education centers do in maktabs. For example, this hadith is made to, they are made to memorize. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ Simple hadith. They are made to memorize that along with the meaning. Our Prophet said such, أَخْلِصْ دِينَكْ يَكْفِيكَ الْعَمَلُ الْكَلِيلِ Be sincere. Little bit of amal will be enough for you. طَلَبُ الْعِلْمِ فَرِيدَةٌ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ مُسْلِمِ Acquiring ilm is a farz upon every Muslim. This small hadith, very well known. These teachers teach this along with the Quran.
this education is the most important item. That is why this particular Maulana I met, and he died a few years ago, he used to stress very much, spread Quranic education, make Furqaniya maktabs, teach the Quran correctly, stop this home business. I repeat this, stop this home business, taking the teacher to home. You teach my son Alif Ba Ta Sa. What did he say? Teaching is never complete in this manner. They learn very superficially. Give them the environment. How to give them the environment? Establish madrasa. Establish madrasa. Let them sit at the feet of the ustad, teacher. So the suggestion that I can place before you very humbly is we should set up Furqaniya madrasa, where our children will learn. Let them go to school, doesn't matter. Let them go to school. Give 1 hour in the morning, or 1 hour in the midday, 1 hour in the afternoon. Give some time on Saturday, Sunday, but in the proper environment. Not taking the teacher home. Huzur, you come to my house, and you teach my son alone. No alone business. Let them be in company of other students. That is what brings barakah. This alone business is destroying us. Do you follow what I mean? Taking the huzur, as I said, this gentleman told me, no, I will not give you a huzur. I said, why not? He said, taking the huzur to your house never enables your child to learn properly. He doesn't become a confident reciter. He always hesitates. If you ask him to lead the prayers, how many boys who learned the Quran from a teacher who was taken to your house, and then he gave me a rebuke. You, the English educated people, are so careful in choosing a good institution. Why do you send your boys to schools? In the matter of religious education, then you say, give me huzur. He was talking to me in a very tough manner. You, the English educated people, he rebuked me, this Maulana Abdullah, very simple man. He said, you, the English educated people, give so much importance to a proper environment, give your son to a proper school where he has very good environment. You forget this when matters of Quran and science, Quran and Islam comes. So the simplest suggestion, which is very easy to put in practice, is make Quranic schools. Allah will give barakah, inshallah.
One question.
This is the last question.
No. What time is Azan for Isha prayer?
9:45 probably, yes, sir.
My biggest problem, I have read few hadith, I have read little bit of Quran, and I feel I am better than everybody, including the Imam or the Alim. So how can you get rid of this disease?
Well, this is Ujub and Kibud. There are two items. One is self-glory, thinking yourself you are the best. That is item number one. This is haram. Internal character. This is branch number five. Second one is kibar. He is inferior to me. I am superior. First item, you don't think about others. You only think, I am good, I am good, I am good. You don't think about others. That is ujub. Self-glorification. Second item is haughtiness. Kibar. That is, I am good, he is worse. The treatment for this is, you give him hadiyah. Allah Akbar. The scholars of Islam suggest treatment. You mix with him. Say assalamu alaikum always before him. Number one. Take him to your house. Feed him. Give him hadiyah. Mix with him very much. Always showing humility. Inshallah your kibr will disappear. That is the treatment of kibr, haughtiness.
That is our biggest problem. We don't want to be the...
That's the disease of the heart.
No, we don't want to be the scholar because I think I am better than the scholar.
I am better than him, that's it. That's the trouble. And I have identified this. I have not identified this. Scholars of Islam say that is branch number five. What is branch number five? Internal order. There is a famous story. Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, the great caliph of Islam, he was seen taking the water skin bag and putting water from house to house. Somebody asked, you are the caliph of Muslims, why should you give water to house? He said, some representatives of Heraclius, the Roman Empire, came, they praised me. So I felt elated, I am very good, I run the administration very nicely. My nafs became happy. I am punishing my nafs by giving water to house. That's it. I am punishing my nafs. This punishing the nafs, is something very important.
What is the best way of punishing own knowledge?
That again is also subject to putting yourself in company with people who have excelled in this field. There is a story, the scholars relate. A great saintly person was going in the city of Delhi. It has walls. It used to have walls. Wall city. There were big gates. So he was going in the midday of the day. Suddenly he found the gatekeepers are closing the doors. "Oh, why are you closing the gates at the midday of the mid portion of the day? You should close them at night." The gatekeeper said, "The king's bird has flown away. The king has ordered that all gates should be closed." The king's bird has flown away. This is why the king has ordered that all gates should be closed midday. So the saint of Allah laughed in himself. Oh, Allah has made such a fool a king. Suddenly it came to his mind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put his inside. "All right, you are so intelligent. Let me make you the king and the king in your position, giving him the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ilm of Allah. I made you my friend. You are not happy. You are criticizing me. I didn't do the correct thing. All right, let me change the situation." So he fell in sajda. "Oh Allah, forgive me. Why am I thought like this? You do whatever you wish. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُوتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. This is your job. Who am I to criticize you? Allah has not done the correct thing. He has made the fool the president of America." So he fell in sajda. "Oh Allah, forgive me." There is an internal disease. Not being satisfied with the decree of Allah. Again, Raza bin Qaza. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الكريم. A very important item is this. My dear questioner number one, you there, my dear questioner number one, a very important item is dua. Praying to Allah, "Oh Allah, we see all gates closed in this American society. Open the gates for us." Praying to Allah. All gates are closed. So much anti-Islamic activities. Islam is nowhere. Oh Allah, give us tawfiq to work for Islam. Amen. This dua is a very important tool. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself asked in the Quran, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ دُعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Your Lord commands, pray to me, supplicate to me, beseech me, I will give you things. So dua is a very important item. Along with what I said, we must also pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, give us tawfiq to work for Islam. And the prayer for the children and wives is there in the Holy Quran. You should pray this very, very much. رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنَا زُوَاجِنَا زُرِيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ آيُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينِ مَامًا. This is a prayer contained in Surah Furqan of the Holy Quran. A prayer for the children and wives. رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنَا زُوَاجِنَا زُرِيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ آيُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينِ مَامًا. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمه انك انت الوهاب ربنا اننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للايمان ان امنوا بربكم فامنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الابرار ربنا واتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربي ارحمهما كما ربياني سبيلا. Oh Allah, help us in doing work for Islam, in spreading the message of your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ansur man nasara deena Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam waj'alna minhum. Allahumma khazul man khazala deena Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa la taj'alna ma'ahum. Allahumma affaqna lima tuhibbu wa tarda. Allahumma affaqna lima tuhibbu wa tarda. Allahumma affaqna lima tuhibbu wa tarda. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Understand?